calls and tips in the morning.
You brought a different energy than what I had anticipated or had built up in my head. I won't lie.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, dude, listen to the title of today's episode. Sous chef.
When are you all hold on aggressive to the most random aggressive thing that listen, I say?
if you want to be a sous chef and you take it seriously, I don't think this is the place for you.
This is not what you think it is.
This is not what you think it is.
So you can.
However, we are gonna be cooking this episode.
Let him cook.
Welcome. And your main chef is Tippity Tips, Just Tips, and
you can't say main chef. It just being that? Chef is what that is.
They need to know.
It's I'm like the saying main chai tea. Like saying tea tea.
Getting too smart. Getting too smart.
That is a reference from Spider-Verse, but anyway.
Oh, is it?
It is.
I saw it on a YouTube video.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, with your chef Tips. And I'm here with the self-acclaimed sous chef Colsington.
You're hyping this up way too much.
Welcome to another episode.
Welcome.
Just chats. We are still here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Listen. I just saw your running shoes, yeah?
Mine?
Yeah. And I'm just like, bro, we bought these shoes at the same time and I haven't worn mine. Because they are legit the fanciest shoes I've ever bought in my life. And I don't know.
And it's a different experience. Even just walking in them, they're so nice. Like, you can't go back.
I feel like if I'm going to wear them, I need to wear them on, like,
special occasion?
Yeah, but from a running point of view, like,
no, of course. Like, you're running maybe 5K.
On the track. I'm running a 5K on the track, you know? And I know they're not built for that, but I'm just I need to make sure that my babies are fine.
They're very nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I'm like, yo, just, you know, like jogging there in Dubai. You know what I'm saying?
Type of thing.
Like, they look after us in Dubai. Us being our kind, you know what I'm saying? They look after
you're
the
so
money
silly
in Dubai, so
yes, so
I trust them to have the necessary infrastructure to make sure that I don't trip my, you know, fancy running shoe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but the other Zooms though, we just jump in. But I just thought
That was
fascinating. Clearly not. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for listening to my story. I appreciate you if you liked it.
You're so
funny.
And
if you got it. And if you related.
No, I think a lot of people can relate. Like, you're the type of person to leave the plastic on the TV. And there are those people.
When did I ever do that? When did I, how many TVs have
and
you bought?
Not,
and when did I ever do that? When did I ever do that?
You know what's funny? I'm gonna show you something.
Do you know how many things we bought?
I'm gonna show you something.
Show me. Yeah, you're gonna show me an inside of the bag? Yeah, because I don't. It's the inside of a bag.
But that's why I'm laughing. You don't do it out of that way. You just don't mind. Like, you don't care about things like that.
It's like,
that's why I'm laughing. Because I care. So that's. I feel like it's the same with the shoes.
What a bad analogy.
I know this because people actually do this.
What
but anyway.
A bad analogy.
It's not.
wow.
It's like,
this is not taking the direction it was meant to be taking.
I think your shoe story just like, it baffled me because it's this okay. is not what we're talking about.
It's okay. It's okay.
Should yes. we start again?
No. This is a journal, we said, right?
It is. Yeah, let's bring it back.
That was my thought. Like, okay, I'm learning something about myself.
I see.
Because I've never, you know.
I see.
Like, I feel like I'm also normal for liking my shoes.
That is a very normal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think
it's a very beautiful
them.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, I think another thing is, I don't think I deserve to wear them.
Why?
From a, like, just like, performance point of view, I think I'd like to earn to run in them. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, if that's your journey.
Like, I deserve them financially. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
You have to earn your running strides.
To be in that position financially took so much from, like, my fitness.
I see. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, yes.
So I didn't earn them in the way that I feel like
you typically earn them.
Yeah, like this is like, it enhances performance. It, you know what I mean? Like you earn like boots, you know what I'm saying? Like
I see.
When I started, my first rugby boot was not the Predators or the World Cups. Like you earn, you know what
I
I'm saying?
You.
By the time we're playing Opens rugby and we've played provincials and stuff, then you're wearing.
Yes.
You know,
like, it's like you can't be a guy with boots. That caliber of boots and then you're not good, then it doesn't
exactly.
matter.
Exactly. So yeah. Now I've got these shoes and I don't look like a guy that runs like that. So I need to.
Yeah,
no. Not like
okay.
you talking about it in general public.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about it in general public. I'm okay. talking about it in like
your own
peak performance.
I see.
Do you get what I'm saying? So like, and not even like your LeBron James and stuff, but like I could even say like personal trainers.
Okay.
Type thing.
Oh, you know, like I see.
People
I see.
Have trusted me so much with like guidance around their fitness that I feel like I should also look a certain way. Rightfully so.
I get you.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's like, but my pursuit of wanting those things as well, like I said, you earned it financially. So like, yes, I can. You know what I'm saying? So,
I get you.
Yeah, that's the reason why you don't go train at certain gyms, even though you can afford to.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I understand.
And I've always wanted to be in this gym. And like this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
You want to look a certain way, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's part of your branding and stuff.
Yeah.
So I get it.
It's just also just like, I think it's also, it's like, imagine you are given, imagine now you just graduated, right? You just graduated, you got your bachelor's degree, and then instead of going the route that you did in the position where you started in the bank, they just give you like a big managerial position.
You're not going to appreciate it the same.
You know what I'm saying? But if and then another thing is, if it's something that you really love and you like, you love the pursuit of the corporate ladder and the pursuit of the
top, it's going to mean so much.
It's going to mean so much, you know, getting that position after knowing that like you've earned the
process,
the right to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be it in experiences in the field or upskilling yourself, whatever way that you had to improve and work on yourself, you did that and you eventually reached the top, which is what you are at some point, but now you're there, you know? So it's like, I think it's very similar with me and why I've reserved not running in those shoes. It's like, yo, I know here, you know, so I must struggle and get to a certain point. And then when I get to that point, these shoes, they're not only looking nice, but they're also helping me elevate in terms of performance.
I see what you mean. Yeah. interesting.
Yeah.
Because your reason and my reason are very different reasons.
Yeah, but you also, like, when you bought them, it's because you forgot your shoes at the Airbnb. And now it's like... Yeah,
no, I had them... off.
Your previous running shoes.
I only bought them because... Oh, yeah. I forgot them at an Airbnb.
Yeah.
I need to go try to get them back.
What? 8 months later?
It's normal. I could have been traveling and then came back.
Okay.
Just to try. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's not keep my hopes up. But okay, I'll be back with an update.
All right.
Yeah. But that's a beautiful story about your running shoes. I'm really happy for you and that that's your journey.
This is personal.
I wasn't reading. Sorry, folks.
My journal was just lying around. Sorry, I was working here in the morning as well.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. Yeah.
So how has it been waking up at 5 a.m. and after reading the 5 a.m. Club, what is your review? Being that that's the only book I'm almost finished reading.
That's the closest you've ever come to finish.
It is.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah.
We're not here for that.
We're not.
I think it's sort of like I don't know if I can say it instills discipline or it basically gives the disciplined like some form of guidance.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? So
I think I like that definition better.
But so I cannot say that it makes you or enhances what's already there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But for me, I've benefited, you know. I think, like, when I compare the chaos in my life and the chaos in the entrepreneur's life. I don't know if you remember the entrepreneur.
Yes.
The lady, she was being threatened, right?
Yeah. To sell her company and that.
Yeah, to sell her company.
Yeah.
And and they were calling in like hitmen on her, man.
Mm.
You know, to say, yo, if you don't, this is the only way, we're gonna have to kill you. You know?
Yeah.
And they finally came at the end and but basically, there were like a lot of moments of chaos like that, where they were coming in, threatening, shooting, and then finally getting to the point of actually trying to do it and execute, you know. But it's like in those moments, her reaction to every moment, like, sort of like was like preparation for the final test, and it's like she was outstanding. So something that was more deadly, she dealt with it way better than what wasn't so deadly at the time. So I feel like in my personal life now, just looking before that, is like I was so worried about the chaos, and then right now it's like I'm operating in the chaos, like it's still there.
There'll always be chaos
life, right?
How you manage it is like where it truly is, you know.
Yeah,
because that's all it was ever about. Like, this guy just kept saying that, don't worry, focus on this.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't stop the bad from happening, but he sort of prepared her to be able to deal with it when it happens.
Yeah.
And I think that is a very, like, it's a nice message, because it's like what you said. It's like, I think I also said this in a vlog of mine about the things that have stopped me before from pursuing something are still very much there right now.
Obviously
I've tried to like do the work and better prepare myself to make better decisions now, and I think that's all it was about, you know, just like where your mental is at,
because
that's all it, like, that's the only change that it was. It was all about, like, mentally, look after your mental, look after your heart, look after your mind, look after your soul, look after your health.
Yeah.
Like, those are the pillars that are really important.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me, it's just, it was just that. And like, now you're mentioning soul, it's like, I'm you know, I'm religious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not the staunchest of guys, you know. I a day can go by without me praying. I don't want to lie, you know. And I'm not saying this in any form of shame or anything, because I believe I have. God and I have an understanding. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. You know? You've got your own relationship.
Yeah.
Mm.
However, I would like to make more time to harness that relationship. So applying the principles of the 5 a.m. club, which is and the 20-20-20 principle, it's sort of like it allows me to make time
to be able to
that spiritual connection that I need, and that's also keeping me grounded. So we can talk a lot about just like the benefits of that as well, because it's like you're reminded of, even if you don't know, but you're sort of like reminded of what you stand for as an individual, you know? Yeah. So,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Like
so,
that.
What a book. Yeah.
It's definitely that. I think it's good. I think what you said about you don't know if it'll help the discipline or help you to be disciplined or help the discipline, right? You said something like that. Yeah. I think I'm at a stage now that book also got me in a very like weird stage in my life where I desperately needed an escape. So being able to apply those things was a lot easier. So now it's like I'm in a different state mentally. I don't have necessary, like I don't need an escape in that way. So it's hard now to sort of apply that. However, I think the most important thing is being able to wake up early, because it's like it's already right now, it's about what, 9 o'clock? And we've done so much. We've had a meeting. I've like planned out my day, at least in my mind. I've like gotten ready. We're gonna go out and do groceries. However,
I've had a session.
You've had a session.
I've
meditated. Like so much has happened.
I've studied.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's really amazing. So in saying
I've also
that
prayed.
Exactly. So in saying that, like not a lot of people get time out of their day for themselves or to carve out, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't, not a lot of, like sometimes it's just you wake up, you go to work, you don't have that time to yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's where I am with the book, you know. Like I'm not exactly waking up at 5 a.m. but
Do you think the book pulled through for you then? Because now you understand, like for us now it's very different, right? Like you read the book while you were in a 9-to-5, right? And now we transitioned from a traditional 9-to-5 to now working for ourselves. And I'm now reading it from a perspective of someone who's working for himself, not from a 9-to-5. Do you think it pulled through for you? Because also the timing is insane, because like it is around like as you're about to finish, or like it was when we
I think it pulled through for me at the time. I think I needed that at the time.
Yeah.
I think I would definitely benefit way more right now.
So I need to get back to it.
I was just saying that, I was just pointing out that's what it is, but I'm saying that when you're also a little bit low and looking for answers, it's very easy to like jump onto something and like fully take it on. And it's like I feel like that's sometimes the thing with like my personality type. Like I'm an all-in person when I want to be, or whatever that thing I latch on to be. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Yes. So that's what I needed then. That's how I was able to just go every day. I was just running every day.
Yeah.
I really was on it.
And I came in to disturb you a couple of times saying, let's prepare for a marathon. We might as well with all this running.
So I think that was just the thing, you know. Like, I think we also need to realize that different personalities require different ways of help or different ways to approach things. And I've always said that about, I think we're so different, like personality wise, you know?
Yeah.
Like you are just a doer, you know, and I've always admired that. Like, you just go, you do things, like, you are Nike, like, 1000%. And, like,
Did you say I'm Nike?
Yeah. Did they say just do it? And I'm like, I'm not, like, I'm an overthinker. Like, it takes me such a long time for me to eventually do something, you know? And we've spoken about the pros and cons of our different personality types, but I've always also always stood on that, like, nah, like, being a doer is better, let's not lie.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know, it's one of those in the zone chatting moments, because I don't know how we got there.
No, it's with the 5 a.m. club.
Oh yes. So I definitely need to jump on. It's just I feel my mind is always going right now, so it's like I feel like I'm almost never resting. But so when I wake up, like, it's hard for me to just, like, I'm already thinking, okay, I need to do this. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's why it's important to quiet me down.
I think we'll chat about that. Otherwise, we're going to go on for ages.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Basically what I liked with it, I think it's just, like, it's just principles that anyone can follow. So in any field, whatever it is that you're pursuing, it's again that it's basically principles of abundance, you know, like and I think it's, and how they go on about it is a very practical way, which doesn't need you to have, like, anything. There's no barrier for entry.
You just need to live.
You just need to be alive, in all honesty.
Like, to be able to do it.
Anyone can do it. Yeah. But the benefits of a paradigm shift or a perception change, they're amazing.
That's
my take on the 5 a.m. club.
Yeah,
it's definitely not what we had planned, but
at all.
Again, this is our diary, and we are journaling, and
off camera episode two.
Yeah, for me, it's this is Sushef though. For me. I just think, like, I think this week has been, that's how we got to, you had asked how am I finding it, like,
The 5 a.m.
and just living it and stuff. I think, the benefits are amazing. I mean, what we're doing here right now is a result. 9 o'clock in the morning.
You're right.
We are recording a pod, and we'll be able to put it out today. And we want to record every
for the main part
day,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and try upload every single day, and build something majestic, and it would be nice for those that are currently listening to us as well to witness, to be part of the journey.
Definitely. And,
I think that's also things that, I don't know, perception change lately. It's thinking, it's more in, like, long term.
Yes.
As opposed to just, like, in a few months.
Yes.
You know? So I'm like,
because you're not looking for instant gratification anymore.
I suppose, yeah, you know.
You've grown.
Yeah. I appreciate you saying that about me. Thank you. But I'm just thinking that, like, if I look at the pod in, like, 5 years time, you know, I don't even know what direction it will take. And I say this because I feel like just from starting in the journey that we're on, it's like where we are right now, it's like we're sort of, like, welcoming any direction that it's taking, you know.
We're fluid.
Yeah, we're fluid. And but I think it will be such a safe space for any version of
anyone.
Tips or calls.
You know? So that's true.
Be it a younger version of me or a younger version of you or an older version of you, you know, an older version of me, and peers also that can pick up similarities in us, be it background, be it
stage in life,
be it work experiences, whatever the case might be,
careers,
politics, whatever the case, anything, religion or spirituality, you know, sexuality, whatever the case it might be, anything, you know, interest as well, you know. So it is just about connecting with people and staying connected with people. And I think what we're doing is trying to build something that's not just going to be around for the next 5 years, but be around for forever. So you start to sort of like, you look at it quite differently.
This is like, and I don't want, it's like the Bible in a way. It's like our book.
It's digital print. They used to do it in tablets and now we're doing it with the net. And I think if it is anything that we would like to put out, I think just like good energy and hope. You know?
Oh, that's really beautiful. And love.
So it is just that. So yeah, we do mess with everyone. By mess, I mean appreciate everyone that is listening to this. We are a voice because you listen. You know, so we appreciate you enabling us to exist. So please do stick around.
Yes, please stick around.
Catch us in the next episode.
Are we not doing a plugging element?
What are you plugging?
We, of course, plugging justcharts.com.
Justcharts.com.
Yes, for your travel needs.
Yep.
Accommodation and flights.
Yep.
At discounted prices.
Yep.
And experiences. Just go have a look.
Yeah.
Just go browse. Doesn't matter even if you're not going right now.
Yeah. Just have a look.
Just go have a look and see. And then, of course, if you want to see more topics, with us just chuckling, you can head to Just Chats Podcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's a different element.
It is. It is. So our visual.
Our visual element.
Our visual podcast.
Yep. And then pod. If you just want to chat, let us know your ideas, what we can chat about.
What's
more chatty, what's happening.
How's the dog doing?
Yeah. Tell us on Insta.
Yeah.
Just Chats Podcast.
Yeah.
And then if you want to see
the personal side of things.
The personal side. You know, if you want to see Tishay pooping himself every day.
I won't say every day. I'm in my, I don't know.
Now and again.
Yeah, but
you know,
I'm quiet,
at least every 3 days.
There's a lot of content. I have a lot of content on.
Yeah.
On what do you call this? On Instagram.
On Instagram, where it's just tips.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow the lady.
Yeah.
It's just called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You posting every day?
Every 3 days.
I'm gonna post today.
I think I'll definitely post today.
Yeah.
Oh, we also have vlog channels where if you don't want to see us together, still on an individual basis.
Yeah.
Where Tishay was just being a man. Just being a true guy.
That's what you call it.
Yeah. No, you're just being a gent, you know. Sometimes you don't want the girl around all the time.
Yeah.
So just for the gents and girls if you want to go see.
Yeah.
Ew, why did I say that? Anyway, you can go to Just Tips on YouTube and Just Calls.
Yeah.
But you'll find the links in our Instagram.
Everyone.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. So, yeah. Also, Just Tips and Just Calls.
They'll
probably be in the description.
Definitely in the description.
Probably.
And read the description. It's a nice place.
YouTube.
Yes, but we have descriptions and they're really nice.
Okay.
So yeah, guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate, like, you're spending time with someone is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, spending time
yeah.
with someone, so you choosing to listen,
yeah.
it's really like I cannot express my gratitude enough.
You're too deep, fam.
I cannot, though. I really appreciate it. Today I woke up, you know what I said when we came in here? I said, I love what I do.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So those like who said, listen those and who give listen, us five stars. Us.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And people are downloading. Like, the numbers are there. It's so crazy. Yeah. So we're not just chatting
just
to
please
ourselves.
Don't forget to follow and yeah. give us a review. Yeah.
Please, please, please.
Please. Yeah.
We're like, please. I'm begging. Anyway.
We are. It's all love from our side.
It's all love. Mwah.